Trump spotlights brutal hammer murder by Biden migrant. By Neil Monroe on April 10, 2026. President Donald Trump used his Truth Social account on Thursday night to broadcast the brutal public murder of a woman by an illegal migrant welcomed by President Joe Biden and his border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. "The video of her brutal slaying is one of the most vicious things you will ever see," Trump wrote, adding, "This animal was allowed to stay here because the Biden administration granted him, and all Haitians, temporary protective status. A massively abused and fraudulent program which my administration is working to terminate. But deranged liberal district court judges are standing in our way. This one killing should be enough for these radical judges to stop impeding my administration's immigration policies, and allow us to end this scam once and for all." The accompanying video is so brutal that Breitbart News does not display the video. "If you import the third world, you become the third world," Trump said. "We will ensure quick and severe justice is served in this case. I don't recommend you watch this tape, because it is so terrible. But felt I had an obligation to put it up so that people can see what Democrats are protecting and wanting to come into our country, even now, after all we've been through." The released migrant's name is Robert Joaquin. The hammer killing adds to the huge list of more than 1,200 people who have been killed by illegal migrants since 2000. Trump posted the video because pro-migration progressives and Democrats are trying to block his deportation of the Haitians. In Congress, for example, nearly all Democrats and a few GOP members have signed a discharge petition that would require a House vote to extend the amnesty for the Haitians. "Today we are a critical step closer to saving lives and delivering the protections they deserve," Representative Ianga Pressley, DMA, wrote on March 18. The petition would not have succeeded without signatures from four GOP legislators: Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA; Representative Mike Lawler, RNY; Representative Don Bacon, RNE; and Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, RFL. Salazar is also pushing legislation that would burden 320 million Americans with a wealth-shifting mass amnesty for more than 10 million illegal migrants. Pressley may get a floor vote on her bill next week. Also, the Supreme Court is expected on April 29 to review a lower court block on Trump's decision to end the temporary protective status, TPS, quasi-amnesty for roughly 330,000 Haitians. Trump used his legal authority to end the TPS status, but a Biden-nominated judge blocked the decision, saying his deputies had not followed the rules for ending the TPS amnesty. "The Democrat Party mass-imported monsters who are mass-murdering Americans," Trump deputy Stephen Miller noted on X. "The Democrat Party and its corrupt judges are fighting relentlessly to keep them here." Under Biden, Democrats extracted roughly 12 million illegal and legal migrants from poor countries and provided them with work permits and much federal aid. The Biden inflow included roughly 500,000 Haitian migrants, including many cops, teachers, and doctors, so predictably pushing the island into more civic chaos. Many Haitians were killed as they tried to reach Biden's welcome policy, amid silence from the pro-democratic U.S. media. Border Chief Mayorkas and his deputies then helped the migrants to get jobs in homes that would otherwise have gone to ordinary Americans. Related, Trump blasts Biden for not checking the Afghans that poured into the U.S. Many migrants were steered into the Democrats' amnesty zone sanctuary cities, where they serve as clients for city-run welfare agencies and K-12 schools. They also generate tax revenues for the Democrats' political machines via their low-wage jobs, shared apartments, and government-aided purchases. This mass inflow into the U.S. consumer economy helped Biden's monthly job numbers and also boosted Wall Street, but cut Americans' wages and drove up their housing prices. In 2024, multiple reporters described the economic burden pushed onto Americans in Springfield, Ohio, by the Biden migrants. "Federal funding for migrants makes it harder for people like me, or somebody else who doesn't get government-assisted living, to find affordable housing at a decent rate," one woman told Twitter journalist Tyler Oliveira. She added, "Honestly, in my opinion, it'll be surprised if I don't get kicked out so they can boost up the rate on this place. They'll probably fix it, get it where it's looking better, and boost the rate up on it. They'll pay $1,200 a month. And, now, I pay $775. Yeah, they've been doing it around here quite a bit. Honestly, the neighborhood has gotten a lot of Haitians in it here, since, about 2 years back. I know people who've applied for work a lot of these same places that are hiring. Government-supported, migrants, but they're not getting jobs. Springfield resident William Monahan told Breitbart News. He added. It's definitely a push to hire migrants. AT, a big company near here that makes equipment for computers, everybody that works on the production line is Haitian, and there's one interpreter that serves different lines. In August 2023, a local child was killed when a Haitian driver without a license hit a school bus and forced it off the road. The man had lived in relatively stable but poor South American countries with his family for a few years before he separated from his family to reach the United States. The migrant inflow also reduced companies' willingness to invest in labor-saving, productivity-growing, wage-boosting technology. Trump's Thursday Truth Social message said, "Never forget that Joe Biden and the Democrat Party turned the United States of America into a dumping ground, allowing tens of millions of criminals, lunatics, and the mentally insane from all over the world to pour into our country, totally unvetted and unchecked through our wide-open borders. As I've said all along, if you import the third world, you become the third world, and that is what happened over the 4 years of Democrat control. We are rapidly trying to reverse this decline through deportations. But if the Democrats are ever given another chance at power, they will immediately reopen the border and allow America to once again be a safe haven for criminals." But under Trump's low migration policies, Americans' wages have risen and their rents have gone down. Even meat packers are giving raises and spending more to raise productivity. "We're going to need robots to make our economy run because we do not have enough people," he told Breitbart News in August 2025, adding, "We need efficiency."